I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Boom. Yes.
Hey. Here we go. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? We've got a lot of energy in the studio tonight. All things considered, we know today is a sad day in LA, but we are happy to be here breaking down The Bachelor here on AfterBuzz TV with you all. You guys will notice if you're watching us on YouTube, we are down two of our normal members, but we have a full ladies panel tonight.
Right.
To break down Peter Weber's season of The Bachelor. If you guys are joining us for the first time, welcome. My name is Christine Alexis, and I am not alone tonight to break down this lovely show. To my left, I have the gorgeous Rachel Swindler.
Yes, I'm excited. There's a lot of crying. There's a lot of drama. So I'm excited.
A lot of tea tonight.
Excited to do some impersonations tonight.
And then we also have the lovely Mina Nadine joining us tonight.
Hey, everyone. Happy to be here.
Yes. And Farrah, I'm going to let you say your full name just so I don't butcher it. Because you are too beautiful, girl. And I love your name. And the people need to know who you are.
It's a Persian name. I get it. It's tough to pronounce. My name is Farrah Naz Basharat. Very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
We're so happy to have you. Again, we are breaking down season 24 of The Bachelor starring Peter Weber. We are on episode 4, and we are really barreling into this season, guys. Yeah. Full steam ahead. Thank you to everyone joining us in the chat. Before we get started, I want to say what's up to you guys. Appreciate your fan involvement, always giving us the real tea and letting us know how you feel. So we're going to continue to shout you out as we go along with this episode. Quick shout out to Julie Telkin, Lisa Comfort, Amaya Baker, Misha C, Shinny Sweet Smell, Joseph Boza, Terrence Matthews, and everybody else joining us tonight. So let's just jump right into it, guys.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Initial thoughts on tonight's episode. High, low, somewhere in the middle. What are we thinking?
This was one of the best ones for me. There was a lot of drama, and I feel like in the last couple of episodes, I've gotten kind of bored. So this one kept me entertained and interested throughout the entire time. So
yeah,
I enjoyed tonight's show.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Rachel. I think it was super entertaining. And this would be probably like one of the first times that I really pay attention to the fact that there are producers involved with the show.
Oh, yeah.
Where I kind of got out of it because I was like, obviously the producers did X, Y, and Z. This is so obvious. A lot of it is like manipulated. And that like, in a way, kind of like made it more interesting where I was kind of like laughing along. I really enjoyed it, but then towards the end I got super, super annoyed. Like, you heard everything I was saying behind the scenes. I got super, super annoyed with the girls. Like, just completely turned on them.
Kara, give us your take.
I feel like a lot of the girls' true colors came out tonight. Mm. And to be honest with you, I was frustrated with myself because I felt so naive the past couple of episodes. Because I didn't see through a lot of, like, the facade that some of the girls portrayed, especially, mm-hmm. like, Victoria Paul. I think a lot of her true colors came out tonight. So I'm excited to talk more about that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited to get into the Victoria P of it all because she definitely surprised us all this evening.
Yep.
Very curious to hear what our viewers think about that. But let's just start right at the top of the episode and get into the other Victoria's one-on-one date with Peter. Victoria F, that is. And this date happens in Cleveland. Let's just put that out there. We have switched gears. We are no longer at the mansion. We are in Cleveland, Ohio.
The whole build up for that when he was like, you're going somewhere and it's going to be like, Cleveland, Ohio. And all the girls are like,
crickets.
Can I just say, as a viewer, how much I appreciated that we got that genuine reaction?
Yeah, no, I did too. It was very entertaining.
So entertaining. It's like, they'll say, we're going to, I think it was two seasons ago, the girls were like, we're going to like Fort Lauderdale or Tampa or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, yay! But we all knew they were like, why isn't this South Beach? Or like, you know, we knew that they were less enthused.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm glad we didn't get the second take where they're like, all right, now scream. They just gave us the real, so.
Yeah.
I was definitely into that. But again, we set the stage. We're in Cleveland, Ohio, and Victoria F. gets the first one-on-one date. The date card says, today our love soars to new heights. And surprise, surprise, it's another pilot-themed date.
Oh, no.
Are we tired of this? How do we feel about this?
I mean, they're definitely playing into it for sure. But, I mean, that's just the theme of... The theme of Peter, I guess. I was laughing. I know that we're going to be doing our special segment later, but I was laughing at this tweet from Lauren Zima. And she said, Victoria said of going on the plane with Peter, I'm dying inside. I'm doing something I would never normally do. And I'm terrified. And she goes, does she not fly on planes? Didn't she have to get there to fly on a plane? She goes, and then she said that she loved amusement parks, but said, oh no, there are roller coasters. And then she goes, is she okay? So I just thought that was really funny. Because it was true, I was like, you've ridden on a plane before? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some juice for you in the special segment. I know, I'm excited. Stay tuned about this.
Yes, please stick around later on. We do have two really sweet special segments set up for you guys. That is our Tweeting for the Right Reason segment, which our listeners and viewers, you guys get so involved in it, and we love you for that. So thank you. We're going to get to those later, as well as special news and gossip. So
yes,
we'll definitely get to the tea behind that shade right there. But you bring up a good point. Victoria F. is very frazzled to begin this date. You know, her insecurities seem to come barreling out right away. She's nervous about flying, potentially doing some skydiving, just really on edge about her time with Peter.
Yeah. But high pitchedness, yeah.
A lot of high pitched voice. But things seem to be going well for the most part.
Yeah.
After they fly around, they end up going to an amusement park and enjoy some games together. But did anyone else notice how the amusement park seemed really empty and it was raining the entire time?
Horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, would you like this thing?
I would not.
I would hate it, honestly.
I would enjoy it, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you're a thrill seeker. Yeah, I'm a thrill seeker. I don't know. I'd be like, okay, everybody else isn't here, but we got rain. We can do this. I would just put my hair up in a bun and call it a day.
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it was just kind of dead and there was like no life to things. And I honestly, the thing that I was annoyed with the most was the fact that there seems to be a common trend with Victoria where she's just like, oh, I don't know, guys. I'm like so scared. I don't know. And then she just does the catwalk and she's like super fierce and she's wearing lingerie. Yeah. It's like nothing for her. And
playing
she's like,
the victim.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm so scared about like the heights and like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah,
we were talking. Oh my god. Oh, amusement park. Oh, okay, I'm good. And I was just like,
I want to do that again.
Irritated. I was so annoyed.
We talked about how she tries to play the damsel in distress role and there's Peter always there to save the day as Prince Charming and nurture her and comfort her.
I think there's something to be said about guys liking to feel, you know, like they can come in and save the day.
Yeah.
I do agree it is kind of annoying that Victoria F. plays into this trope a little bit, but gotta say it's been working for her thus far.
It definitely works for her. Can't knock it. It works for her.
Peter is definitely interested in, you know, being the guy who saves the day at the end. Yes. I mean, it is his season of The Bachelor, after all. Lots of interesting takes on Victoria F. in the chat right now. A lot of people calling her out for being fake, so I guess we all picked up on the same vibe here.
Yeah.
But obviously, we know the real tea about this date is really getting to the Chase Rice of it all. The Bachelor producers truly have been on a roll outdoing themselves this season with finding different ways to keep these contestants on their feet. Tonight, we finally saw something they teased last week, which was during, I guess, the second part of their date. There is a musical component where Chase Rice is the musical guest and serenades Peter and Victoria in front of a crowd like they normally do with scenarios like this. And Victoria is shook.
Yes.
She is shooketh.
Shooketh. Yes.
I mean, the way that she reacted, I would have thought they were in a relationship for a while. Just her reaction.
Yeah.
We'll get to the news and gossip later, but the reaction I got and how it was kind of portrayed was that they've been in kind of a long-standing relationship. So I don't know. I mean, that's definitely an awkward situation. It was very cringeworthy to watch. I would have so much anxiety if it were me, especially, I don't know. It was just a lot.
I was enjoying this so much, you guys. I think, like, I feel so like terrible admitting this, but I was just like, this feels like a movie right now. Like,
totally.
You know, he's like looking at her and I'm thinking, is he still in love with her? Like, what's going on?
I mean, the tension was real.
Peter, it was.
Peter's like, oh, I love this song. And she's like, I love this song. And I'm just like, oh my God, what happens when he finds out that this is her ex or her alleged ex, whatever you want to call him.
That's something I think we should definitely dive into a little bit because we obviously saw the palpable tension that was there when they spoke off camera, Victoria and Chase. But did you guys get the vibe that they were like longtime serious exes? Or was this potentially something that was like a little flame that fizzled out? You know, Victoria says they dated right before she came on the show, but she doesn't clarify whether it was right before she came on the show, how serious it was up to this point where we're discussing. But she seems so visibly shaken up by seeing him. So it's kind of hard to understand like where that emotion is coming from, not knowing how deep their connection was.
If I said that I was dating somebody, I would think that would be more than one date. Like it would be a couple of dates, multiple dates.
Yeah.
So I would have thought that they were like I don't know. How do y'all define dating? That to me is a couple of dates.
No, I agree with you.
More and than a couple.
More than two. Yeah. Like three, definitely. Four, five. I'm not going to say I'm dating nobody.
Five. I mean, four is like the beginning of being like, oh yeah, I'm dating
exactly.
this person. Because like you don't really know until after the third date if you even want to like, if it's like going mm-hmm. somewhere semi-serious or, exactly. or whatever. But the thing that I felt like was very misleading was she said he didn't want me to go on the show.
I know.
And that made me think that she was in a long-term relationship right. with him.
Because I didn't hear that part.
Like, why would you say, oh, he doesn't want me to be on the show? Because it makes it seem that's like weird. He's a crazy, jealous ex-boyfriend mm-hmm. and that she's the one who broke things off because that's what she said. Oh, yep. I broke it off because I didn't feel it. It just felt like a... It felt like BS.
It felt exaggerated.
It felt
by
like
her.
A lie, and I couldn't stand. I'm so sorry. This sounds so harsh. I couldn't stand the. How am I going to tell him? Oh my god, I'm having a panic attack. Oh my god, what am I going to do? I just don't know. And then you have like the camera like coming in from the shadows, like capturing this conversation where she's crying and she's like, "I just saw your reaction," and I was like, "Oh my god, he's not going to be into me anymore." I was so done. I was like, Peter, are you an idiot? Like, are you not seeing this?
That's the theme of the season. Peter, are you an idiot?
Peter, are you an idiot? We might need to get that on a loop and play that periodically when Peter does something that pisses us off.
And I love him, but I'm just getting so annoyed.
But this, you guys do bring up a good point because her visceral, like, emotional reaction to everything definitely struck a chord with all of us because I was just confused. That's like, okay, if it was that serious, like... I get the emotion, but if it wasn't, I don't know where this is coming from. And you're kind of like digging your own hole or playing the damsel in distress role yet again because she turned something that could have potentially been offensive to Peter into something that was hurting her.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like how is it that at the end of this, Peter's still the one reassuring her that it's okay?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be kind of reassuring him that you're here for him?
Yeah, it was, we were all very taken aback when she's like, your reaction. And I was sitting there going, there was reaction? No reaction. He didn't really react. You were just crying and being over the top about
dramatic.
This. And dramatic the entire time. So.
Yeah, it really didn't faze him. Was it just me or it didn't faze him? He's just like, oh, you date?
He's
okay.
Like, oh, huh?
All right. All good.
I think he likes her so much he's willing to put anything aside at this point. I think that became crystal clear because from his reaction to go to what the hell to like, it's okay, babe. Like
he was confused. I don't think it's that he wasn't fazed by it. I think that he was just like...
He was just piecing it together.
He was trying to like, connect the dots because he literally just had a conversation with that guy. The guy, Chase never brought anything up. And then he's like, wait, Chase the singer? Wait. Chase, the guy that we just were dancing to. Wait. The same Chase but I just had a conversation with him. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So then I think he was just like, wait, why does it feel like it's not adding up? Something's off. But then he's like, you're hot. It's fine. Like,
this could have easily been just swept under the rug, but then she stormed off and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he can't really blame her for her dating history and the fact that the producers played into it. Right?
Yeah. Can he? Yeah. And none of them were like, oh, like, how could they do this? Like, or maybe they did and it was edited out. Who knows?
Yeah, they said list your ex in chronological order.
Also, if we're gonna just really dive into this, Peter had his ex on the show.
He did.
In the show.
He did.
That is true.
You're right.
I'm just gonna leave that right there.
Yeah.
That is true.
Anything else we want to get into about Victoria F's date? She still got the rose at the end of the day and it seems like their connection is still really strong. So,
yeah.
I mean, you said something where Peter was like, this is, like, the best day ever. And you're like, really? Like it didn't seem like it was a crazy date where there was, like, skydiving or, like, anything crazy going on. Which she thought it was going to be a skydiving date, by the way.
I thought it was funny when he said, you know this song. When they were singing together, he goes, you know this song. And I said, yeah, she knows a lot more than that.
She knows a lot more than
Peter, we could have Chase Rice singing at the wedding.
Oh,
how
God.
Awful. Oh, my God. That's the part of the show where I'm like, okay, this has to be pushed by the producers because,
it is,
A, we didn't know Peter was this big of a country music fan before the show ever started.
Yeah.
He's all about his Latin roots. Now he's a super country fan. More specifically, he's a super Chase Rice fan on top of that. And he's just so unbelievably enamored by being serenaded like this as if that didn't happen already in a different date to him. Like, it just kind of threw me for a loop. But I definitely want to move on because we have a lot more tea to get into. Before we get into that, though, I definitely want to take a moment to thank you all for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. You guys supporting us through YouTube by watching our show, giving us a like, a comment, subscribing, or by showing us love on iTunes by giving us 5 stars and leaving us a positive review really does wonders for our show, and it helps us bring you this content that we love and that you love. So be sure to check out our other channels, and thank you again for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, with a bow on top.
Yes, ma'am. All right, let's get into the second date of the night, y'all. Second date card. Ready for it?
Yes.
Victoria P., Kiara, Kelly, Deandra, Madison, Lexi, Shean, Tammy, Sydney, Hannah Ann, Savannah, and McKenna. A whopping 13 girls on this date?
Jesus.
Did I count that
That's
right?
That's a lot.
It's a lot. We're scrambling for the dates here, guys. Keeping in mind, we are still in Ohio. So Peter takes everybody, I believe it was the Ohio State University field.
Mm-hmm.
Might be wrong, but it was a really nice, beautiful field.
It was.
Where two of his buddies, who are pro football greats, I'm not going to pretend to remember what they do. I don't want to butcher that. But they help teach the girls how to play football, to play against each other for some time with Peter. We're assuming that's the goal here, right?
Yeah.
That was never, like, clearly defined, but, you know.
Yeah, they were going to hang out with him afterward. The winning team was going to get more extra special time.
Extra special.
At the cocktail
extra
party.
Extra special.
What do you guys think about this date? Another quintessential bachelor sexist kind of football. Let's get these girls running around kind of date.
Yeah, I thought it was actually fun to watch. Like, normally I see these sports dates and I'm like, okay, like, let's fast forward. But this was actually very engaging
very
to watch.
Active.
It was fun. I kept thinking, okay, who's getting the touchdowns here? It was fun. I liked it.
I feel so bad that they all got physically hurt in one way or another. Like, they all had bruises all over their bodies. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. Gosh, I just lost my shit. But I thought it was funny, Victoria P. and her back hurting her. And so she got to sit out on the sidelines.
He's, like, massaging her.
They're, like, having this little intimate moment, which we'll get into more of Victoria later. And this kind of makes sense now that she would do something like this.
Interesting that you bring that up. I mean, did you guys believe that Victoria P. was genuinely hurt? Or did we see this as a game move?
I thought it was both. I thought she was hurt, but I didn't think it was to the extent where she couldn't play. But I thought she was playing up how hurt she was, where she's like, I just don't want to push it, so that she could get, like, a cute little, you know. I don't know if she expected to get alone time, but I think she was like, I just want to make it known that I'm still invested. It's just that I really don't want to overexert myself.
I mean, I would much rather stand on the, if I'm competing for the love of my life, I'd much rather stand on the sidelines and help him coach than be out on the field.
Yeah.
Actually, scratch that. I'd rather be on the field.
I'd
rather be getting dirty and showing him how much of a badass bitch I am.
I mean, none of those girls, like,
he doesn't care.
It didn't work out for them in the end.
It didn't work out for anybody.
It's Cheyenne in the chat says, the football game was awesome when he wasn't abandoning them to go hang out with the girl faking another injury/illness to get attention. Ooh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of divided opinions on that. Also, sorry about getting the stadium's name wrong, guys. I'm really sorry. It's the Cleveland Brown Stadium, apparently. Don't kill me. I'm a basketball person. Okay, so we kind of believe Victoria, but we're not really sure. It's a smart move for her to stay out. We're going to stick with
that. It was exaggerated, but I don't think she, like, completely made it up, is what I'm saying. Like, I think there was a minor, like, there was pain, but it wasn't, like, an injury.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Yeah.
She made it sound like it was a sports injury, like a torn ACL. Like, I'm going to sit this one out.
I mean, we haven't seen anything in the past couple of episodes. She hasn't mentioned it. We haven't seen anything physical really go on.
That was the first time I heard of her having a back injury, and I definitely think she leveraged that for an opportunity to just hang out on the sidelines.
I mean, I know you can hurt your back by just bending over sometimes, or, like, tweaking your something. Listen, the wrong way. So
I'll just, you know, be shady and say they sleep on bunk beds. Maybe her back really does hurt.
That's true. Could be.
It doesn't matter at the end of the day, because, well, Shean really steals the show in terms of the game. If we really get into it, she's scoring touchdowns, giving it her all. Deandra's really getting some time to shine here as well. Mm-hmm. Hannah Ann took a beating at one point. We had a couple of little interesting moments with the other woman at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But that all pales in comparison to what happens after this group date. Mm-hmm. I mean, shall we just get into the Alea of it all?
Yes.
Wow.
So just to wrap up the group date, both teams end up, like, the game ends in a tie. Bachelor Bowl ends in a tie. So both teams get to spend time with Peter at the cocktail party. But Alea shows up and kind of throws a wrench in everyone's plans.
Yeah, she did. She walked in. She blew that kiss. She went and then walked right away.
I think all of our jaws dropped when we saw Alea walk in. I mean, I know it was teased heavily last episode, but considering all the buildup of how much these girls were fighting for time with Peter and just the entire conversation before she walks in, how, like, explain that moment for me, what you guys felt about her walking in.
I mean, I was happy to see her back just because I do think she was screwed over last week. Mm-hmm. I do think that, you know, things, again, they took opinions. Peter took opinions of what the girls thought and turned that into facts and then sent her out the door. So I was happy that she had a chance to come back and say, this is my truth, this is who I am, and called out Victoria.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think this is like a black and white issue. The thing that annoys me about Peter is what you were saying. I love Peter, but I think the fact that he's going to trust someone where he doesn't even know their middle name.
Exactly.
Like, you don't know her middle name according to her. And, like, multiple girls that he trusted with this situation. But it's like, you're like in what, week three, week four? And
yeah,
it's like,
week four.
You're going to trust someone's opinion that you don't really have a full-blown relationship with to eliminate another person that you clearly have chemistry with because of what other people are saying. You're going to interview each girl and just, like, take that as your evidence without actually seeing it through. It's so odd to me because in the past, like, it's always been the common rule, never talk about another girl because you're going to get axed if you do that. Mm-hmm. You're going to be cut. You're never going to come on the show again. And I feel like he's just bending all the rules and there's no structure anymore. And I think that's why the girls are getting mad. In my opinion, I think all is fair in love and war. If Hannah can come back and, like, do that, I feel like, well, how come she can come back, but then, you know, everyone's getting upset at this girl for coming back. I think there is probably a certain degree of fakeness to her because I don't think every single girl is going to say something and not have there be a kernel of truth to those allegations, right? Like, I feel like she might be a little different with him.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, we don't see what happens.
Yeah, we don't see. But I just think it was wrong to eliminate her if you felt something for her. And it just feels like he's going back and forth a lot. I like her being back, though. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, the way everything played out last week was very interesting because, again, at the rose ceremony, Chris Harrison last minute took a rose away. That definitely could have changed the course of this entire discussion. Mm-hmm. Had she still just been around from jump, we wouldn't be dealing with this big surprise. It would just be a continuation of all the drama. So I guess it doesn't really matter anyway.
Yeah.
But I do selfishly like that Alea is back because it makes for really good TV.
Yeah.
I do feel like she kind of got a rough deal last week as well.
She really did.
I agree with your point, Mina, though, that there's points where I can see things about her that I'm like, ooh, that's a little suspect, or like, you know, I'm not saying she's perfect. Like, you're right. Other women may have had some merit in saying what they did, unless this is a really big case of like groupthink mentality and everyone just picking one person to gang up on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Alea being back to speak her piece is great for the show.
It's great for the show. I want to add, too, if I was a contestant, I would not have liked this. But as a viewer, I love it. Had I been a contestant, I've been so mad.
Yeah.
I hate that she was villainized. Because, to be honest with you, I mean, you said that you saw a few things that rubbed you the wrong way. I can't pinpoint anything about her that I felt was worthy of these girls really just bashing and bullying her. I honestly didn't like it, and I'm glad she's back to speak her piece and defend herself.
Who knows if she's gonna stay at this point?
I do think she was bullied. I really do feel like she was like ganged up
absolutely.
On. Absolutely. I think it's one thing to not like someone, and you're entitled not to like someone. I mean, she's a pageant girl. You might not vibe with someone who's so rehearsed or there's certain types of personalities that we naturally are not going to just get along with every type of personality.
Yeah.
Fine. Don't like her. For you to go to someone and say she's a bad person, it's like, no, you just don't like her. She's not a bad person. She's not necessarily fake. You don't like her. You perceive her as fake. Let him figure that out for himself. Why are you intervening?
Well, I want to talk about Victoria P because she's someone who greatly affected Peter's decision to send Alea home. And her honesty and her trustworthiness really came into question this episode. She kind of got exposed as a liar here, guys. For someone who's a front runner, Alea came down and just really exposed a different part of their conversation to just kind of get us all on the same page. Alea said that they were friends, but Victoria P said that they weren't. They only knew each other for about three hours.
Yeah.
But then the story kind of changes after Alea mentions that they went to Vegas together and other instances when they were together, and when Peter brings that back up to Victoria, she then admits, oh yeah, there was a Vegas thing, and kind of lets on that they did actually know each other more than she said initially.
That frustrated me so much. I just can't imagine how in this era of social media and text messages where, like, you clearly have the receipts. Like, girl, you can't lie. You can't tell him that you've really only known each other for a matter of 3 hours and you guys aren't friends. Like, you cannot say that when there's literally a handful of photos that you guys clearly have with one another. There's text messages that can prove your friendship. That just, like, that was the nail for me. It frustrated me, and I do not like her anymore at all.
See, I kept trying to find the silver lining with this, and I think I almost feel manipulated as a viewer just by, like, what the producers are doing, what the members of the show are saying, and the fact, like, right before that whole incident when she's talking to Peter and talking about how, like, yeah, I want to be a mom and, like, you're going to be a great dad, I was like, I'm in love with this girl. Like, I love Victoria. Like, she seems so genuine. She's so cool.
I loved her last
week.
Like,
she felt so authentic to me, and for, you know, for this to all be disrupted, and I kept trying to, like, patch it up and think, well, maybe they were acquaintances, but they had a falling out, or she didn't really like her or value her as a close friend, so she said, oh, I knew her for 3 hours, because their friendship wasn't close, and she just didn't want to, like, talk about it, and I kept trying to, like, find excuses for her, but the way she handled the conflict was so frustrating, because once she was called out, she was like, I can't win, just cry and make it his fault. Just cry and get empathy. It was so, I hated watching it. And for her to just, like, touch her and be like, oh, like, and wipe away her tears.
She's so manipulative.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. I was a fan of Victoria P last week, you know, especially with her story that she had last week. We had talked about how genuine and so heartfelt she was. So I was a huge fan of her, and I think she's a nurse, or she does something in, like, the caregiving aspect for her job. So she's very, very likable. But tonight, yes, the conflict, everything that happened with that, she did not handle it correctly. Just say you're sorry. Just own up to what it is. Hey, I messed up. I don't feel that we're that close. I think maybe they weren't as close as maybe Alea had thought. Mm-hmm. Maybe something like that. But, girl, you when say that he picked her, they get off the show, and this comes to light.
Yeah.
Like, you had to know that this was going to come to light at some
point.
At some point. Just be honest.
I genuinely think Alea played up their friendship, and she downplayed it, and they both did the extremes of that. And it came to a point where it felt like both of them were lying, where they both exaggerated the truth. That's how I feel.
The chat is definitely very upset with Victoria P tonight, calling her. Melanie says Victoria P is shady and manipulative. Miss Brown Sugar says, to me, the real tell on Victoria P was when she switched on Peter and started calling Alea manipulative and storming off when Peter tried to speak with her.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
She's like, I'm going to lose. I have to get the upper hand somehow. Yeah. I'm going to get the upper hand.
Play the victim.
I think she was so upset about her reputation in the house, realizing she has to live with these girls. And now all the girls know that she lied about something. So she's mad at Peter for exposing that and making her, like, lose face with the girls. And now she's directing that anger towards Peter instead of looking inward at herself and saying,
exactly,
why couldn't I just own up to this and say, you know what? I made a mistake. It was messed up. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I was insecure. I'm sorry. Can we please patch this up? I feel so embarrassed and humiliated. I can't believe I did that. And this is why I did it. She could have done that. That's very hard to do, but it would have been better than now, like, pretending that you're the victim.
Absolutely.
I can't
deal because last week it was about saying her truth no matter what, like, no matter what it did, even though her truth was not the whole truth to begin with.
She's like, that was my truth at the time. When does the truth ever change?
I feel like she's just backed into a corner now that it's come back to bite her. Like, had Alea not come back, I don't think she would be crying these crocodile tears right now. That being said, people in the chat, it's funny because I think we can all agree the producers, you said it, have done a really interesting job tonight of making us flip-flop on these contestants.
Yes.
Because we just had a moment where we were defending Alea, but then a lot of people in the chat are bringing up the fact that as soon as Alea got back into the house, she was stirring the pot once again, bringing up the Chase Rice drama with Victoria. Now, do you guys think that she was justified in spilling that tea, having been out of the house and coming back?
I mean,
and saying it to a group of girls, knowing that they don't like her.
Well, she did. The clip was of her only saying something to Hannah Ann and Mykenna or
McKenna. Right, right.
And those were apparently, I mean, last week they were the mean girls. They were the three sitting on by the pool. Maybe those were her closest friends and she thought she could confide in them. I don't know how close they are, but it seemed like last week they were portraying them to be close, or it seemed like they were. So really it only shows her telling two girls. And then I think it just from there, girls gossip, it spirals out. I don't think that, hey, if all these girls had just lied on me and I got sent home and packed up from possibly being with the love of my life, and then I get back, I'm going to be a little bitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be a little like, oh, did you see this? Oh, because I've been in the real world.
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
I would have been a little like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of editing, a little bit of like her actually being shady and just dropping some tea.
A little drop of tea, because she has that. She had that over them.
Who's going to find out that information? Like, let's be real. What Bachelor contestant is going to find out that information, keep it to themselves,
and not
tell a soul?
Yeah.
What in what world? No, girls gossip, especially in that environment. You have no cell phone, no access to the outside world. Like, people want to create drama where none exists because there's nothing else to talk about. You're thinking about the same guy 24/7. She has outside information. I think she's also trying to regain power in a really weird way because she feels like she's been ostracized from the community. Mm-hmm. She's like, how can I get back in? I know something you guys don't know. If you want to be on the in, here's my little secret.
Yeah, listen, I'm Team Alea, so.
So am I. Team Alea.
Team Alea over here.
Victoria and Alea, I'm Alea right now.
Team Alea.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. We do get a break from all of the Alea drama at the cocktail party, though, to have a nice little one-on-one date with Kelsey. We get our another quintessential bachelor date of just wandering around a city together, kind of just enjoying each other's company. And were you guys surprised that Kelsey was chosen for this one-on-one, considering Champagne Gate, considering all the drama that we saw her with last week?
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised.
I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised she got chosen, for sure.
What's more surprising is that the contestant that, you know, was drunk and, like, so upset about the champagne, who later said she doesn't care for champagne, was so mature and understanding with Peter that I was just floored. Mm-hmm. And, like, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but when Peter expressed to her, like, hey, I really want to be honest with you and I brought Alea back, she was so mature. She literally said, you know what, whatever you need to do, because if I'm the last person standing, I don't want you to have any doubts. I want to make sure that you've explored every possible option and you know for sure. That showed such a huge maturity in her. I mean, she's 28 years old, you guys. She's a little bit older than the other contestants. And she has been through a lot with that divorce and, like, the fears of abandonment. I had a lot of respect for her in that moment, being so understanding. I just saw her in a different light, and I was like, okay, obviously the reason she acted so crazy before, she was a little drunk, let's be real.
Yeah, she was. I mean, I definitely agree with you. We did see another side of Kelsey where I went, oh, okay, I kind of like her now. Like,
yeah.
Like, I do. But it also is a testament to how girls can be sometimes with other girls.
Yeah.
As soon as she gets her time with Peter, she's
super mature.
Super mature and perfect, and everything's great with
prim
a bow on
proper.
Top. But get around girls, like, you're trying to win a man's heart, you're gonna do whatever you gotta do. And
I'm the opposite. I feel like I'm so great with girls, and the second a guy comes, I'm like crazy, and I'm like,
oh,
reverse
no.
her.
Well, Kelsey obviously found a way to turn it around and really connect with Peter on a different level tonight, sharing the story about her parents' divorce and how that affected her. We really got a better picture of Kelsey tonight, and I think we can wrap it up there in the sense that they had a nice date.
Yeah.
Do we see Kelsey now emerging more as a front runner, or do we still find her in middle of the pack, or what are we thinking?
I can see her as a
more of a
front runner for sure.
I didn't see
her as a front runner, even though I really, really like her, just because I feel like he goes for the girls that are more, like, you know, soft spoken. I don't know. I feel like he kind of has, like, a type. It's hard to explain, but, like, like, really petite, soft-spoken, like, not from L.A. Like, I don't know. I feel like he, like, goes for the damsel in distress, and she doesn't feel like that. She feels very, like, confident, tough.
I'm just still Madison, so I'm just waiting for...
Your team Madison?
Yeah, I'm just ready for Madison to win, so...
I'm team Kelly and Luxie.
I'm team Madison. I like Kelsey, but I don't want her to win.
Well, I think Madison's still doing pretty well. I was kind of surprised to see her on a group date tonight. She got kind of shucked in with the rest of us.
Yeah, she got...
She's more of a front runner, but to cap things off, we don't get a rose ceremony this episode. We were left on a to-be-continued kind of cliffhanger here. At this point, how do we see this Alea situation playing out at the rose ceremony? Because that's where the episode has to pick back up And we have to see some sort of resolve from this. We're going to just jump ahead to predictions right now because why the hell not, guys?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think that she's going to send herself home. That's what it seemed like to me in the previews.
After all of that, no to send herself home?
That's my prediction. I think she was started to say there's just too much drama, this and that. I think that she's going to send herself home.
No way. She's not going to send herself home until she leaves off on better terms so she can get that endorsement deal at the end.
No,
there's no way.
That's my prediction.
Definitely think if Peter ends up eliminating her again, even though she has the rose, I'm going to lose my mind and just, like, leave.
Well, he can't eliminate her because she has a rose.
He can do anything he wants. There are no rules anymore.
But she will eliminate herself.
I don't think so. I think that he's going to be forced to keep Victoria because of the producers. And I think that's obviously going to create some conflict because Victoria's still going to be there. People are both going to hate Victoria and hate Alea. Who knows what's going to happen? I hope they patch up their relationship, and I hope Victoria can come clean. That's my hope.
I don't know if Alea's going to stick around, but if she does, you know what that smells like?
What?
A two-on-one.
Oh, yes. Really good point, Farrah. We have not had a two-on-one this season yet. I mean, it's still really early. We're not at that point yet, but this would be a good time to insert that kind of. But, like, who would that two-on-one be with?
That's what I'm saying. It would be Alea, and Victoria P.
Good point.
That would be a nice two-on-one. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Definitely got to see how that plays out next week. Shout out to The Bachelor for keeping us on our toes. Before we get out of here, we're going to jump really quickly into our special segments. We do want to get through our tweets. Tweeting for the right reasons. If you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to carve out some time in your week to join us live because these tweets are hilarious as hell.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
This is one that I sent in. Plot twist, that's her other ex, hashtag The Bachelor, and it's a shot of Victoria F. and Peter on their date with a guy playing the cello outside. You know, another musical act could be her date.
I love it.
She has a thing for
musicians. This was mine, like the singer Chase, as he said, and then he goes, no, Peter, she's talking about Chase Bank.
So good.
That's a picture of NeNe.
Yeah, NeNe.
So funny. My God. Yeah, so this one is hilarious. It says, Victoria F., afraid of flying, or I can't see this.
Skydiving.
Victoria F., afraid of skydiving. How is October 13th, 2014? Literally, you go to her Instagram, it's a picture of her skydiving. Oof. I cannot. I'm done. On top of the fact that she said during that whole, like, one-on-one session with him, this was the lowest point, and... You know, I can't believe this happened. I'm so done with Victoria. I'm, like, done.
Yep. It's very, very dramatic on this show. And our last tweet.
You guys, this is McKenna at the end when she was just nodding her head when all the other... Can we play that?
It's a GIF.
It's a GIF. Can we play that? It's not going to work.
It may not play.
Oh, no.
Do you remember what it was like? I could...
Yeah, it's just a seal. Like that. It was just like McKenna nodding doing that at the end.
Okay. Poor McKenna.
Oh, my gosh.
She was on an emotional roller coaster this episode, not getting any time with Peter. Hopefully she'll get some next week, and hopefully we'll get the resolve of this Alea drama. Should Alea stay? Should Victoria P go? Should they both go home? I don't know. We'll have to tune into next week to find out. But in the meantime, thank you guys so much. This was such a fun recap.
So much fun.
Yes.
Girls' night. What a fun girls' night.
Woo! Girls' night. Yeah, sorry to our male listeners if you feel like you got a one-sided take on this. So sorry. Join us back next week.
We'll have men next week.
Well, but I'm so happy to have you two ladies join us this week. It's been such a pleasure. Please let the people know where they can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Farrah_Nas_B.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina Nydeen, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mina Makes Magic, and tune in every Friday. I do a recap of Anatomy of a Movie, where we review a new movie every single week. It's super fun. Tune in.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachy Swin. And also, if you're looking for some news and gossip, check out Bachelor News Daily on AfterBuzz TV's Instagram or YouTube account.
Yes, we covered that, Victoria Chase Rice tea earlier today, so check that out. And be sure to join us here next week. I'm your host, Christine Alexis, and I will see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.